Check a few items off your holiday shopping list with handmade gifts and decor from local artists this weekend. The Bonthead Women's Institute, WI, is hosting its annual Christmas craft and bake sale on Saturday, November 30th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Bonthead Community Memorial Hall, 2892 County Road 27. The event is set to feature 34 vendors offering quilts, wooden ornaments, wooden toys, beeswax candles, honey, plus a variety of art and decorations. There will also be opportunities to take photos with Santa Claus, Mrs. Claus, and Olaf. WI President Liz Moore said this is their third year organizing the event, which has continued to grow to the point that this year, before she began calling vendors to see if they'd be interested, they actually began calling her. "I'm touched, to be honest, that people are so wanting to be part of this event," she said. A cafe is also planned to be available downstairs with a soup or mac and cheese lunch, plus desserts including the WI strawberry shortcake and signature brownies, as well as homemade Christmas cakes, so guests are encouraged to arrive early before they're all sold out. In addition, Sir William Osler Public School students from junior kindergarten to grade 8 have been hard at work creating a variety of different crafts including gift cards, ornaments and wooden decor, with supplies purchased using funds donated by local businesses. The students thoroughly enjoy expressing themselves creatively and they get a chance to learn some entrepreneurial fundamentals, School Council Chair Alexa Tass said via email. She explained last year's event left several students confidently feeling like true artists after their works were purchased, but even more importantly, they know the community supports them. Students will be on hand to run the school's table at the event with all profits going to support the varying needs of each classroom, from basic supplies to the necessary tools for computer coding and other technology-related lessons, as well as enhancing the schoolyard to promote physical activity, according to TASS. Funding for outdoor enhancements are not covered by the school board and as a small school we rely heavily on the support of our community to ensure we are able to provide them for our students, she said. The students are also planning to run a student store with packaged snacks like chips and chocolate bars. Through the wonderful partnership between the WI and the school, TASS explained the community is able to help support the school while students are able to help support the community through WI events. It allows the students to recognize the power of community and how so many people are invested in their educational success and futures, she said. We feel very lucky to have the support of the WI. That appreciation was mutual, with Moore saying some of the heartwarming comments she heard from students last year makes me want to cry. While it's good for the school to have the money, we're trying to build student character, and it's working, she said. We want students to invest in their own community and start to build connections at a very early age about how important it is to give back to your community. It isn't just the students at Sir William Osler who have been able to benefit though, with Moore explaining young adults from Bradford District High School will also be completing volunteer hours by helping out, and other students from Fred C. Cook Public School jumping in to lend a hand as well. That spirit of supporting students is further fostered by one vendor in particular, Barrie-based entrepreneur Donna Douglas, who is well known for Hootables, hand-knitted owls with unique designs and personalities that stand about 30 centimeters tall. Between 2011 and March 2022, Douglas was able to raise more than $55,000 through the sale of Hootables, both locally and internationally, with the profits used to support students with the cost of tuition for post-secondary education. The Bonthead, Bradford Garden Club has also donated a really beautiful holiday arrangement as the prize for a draw, plus a separate draw for students younger than 12. While there is no admission fee, guests are welcome to donate to student achievement, but it is not required. We know how difficult it is right now, Moore said. Many families are struggling to put food on the table, and we want everybody to feel included. The Federated Women's Institutes of Ontario, FWIO, is a not-for-profit charitable organization working with and for women of Ontario to promote inclusive and supportive social networking for community action and personal growth, offering educational programs and advocating for social, environmental, and economic change.